Okay, let's discuss item number one, which is PR 2024-010653, bulk plat application number 2025-00002, Bohannon Houston Incorporated. Agent for MDS Investments LLC requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 1 through 12 and 14 through 16. Ariste, I believe is how you pronounce it, subdivision zone PC located between Bobby Foster Road Southeast and Chicago Drive Southeast. Subject property contains 239.0605 acres in area. Ms. Moyer, we'll swear you in again. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your bulk plat request, please.
Sure. So we're looking at reallocating tract boundaries easements to different tracts and roadway easements to facilitate future planning and subdivision of this greater bulk plat area.
Thank you so much. Are there any members of the public which wish to provide comment for item number one, PR 2024-010653? If so, if you'd please use the raise your hand feature in the chat box. Not seeing anyone. Last call for any member of the public wishing to speak on item number one. Very good. Mr. Gutierrez, can I have, can, let me swear you in and I'll have you give us water authority comments. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Yolanda has addressed my comment already for my note in my memo, so I am good to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Chen, let me swear you in for hydrology comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved drainage report. With the engineer's date of August 21st, 2025, hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let me swear you in and have you give us transportation comments, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Transportation has no objection to the bulk plat. When it comes to doing the preliminary and final plat, just make sure that all sidewalks match the roadways, the roadway classifications seen on my notes.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Rodenbeck, let me swear you in and we'll have you give us parks and code comments, please. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Let's start with parks, please.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks has no comments.
Okay. How about code enforcement?
Code enforcement has no comments.
Thank you, sir. Will you or Mr. Webb give us the planning comments?
Looks like I need to go ahead with comments.
Okay, go ahead.
So the big comment is that per 66J3B of the IDO, all lots created shall have a proportionate reasonable share of future required infrastructure improvements. Please confirm this. The applicant's team needs to please confirm this.
So with future platting or site plan development, we will have an infrastructure list which will have the appropriate infrastructure tied to that parcel.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Moyer.
Okay, so additional planning comments are that the project applications must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off of the plat. The date of the DHO approval should be recorded on the plat. A copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. We had a comment re regarding referrals to accommodating agencies per IDO section 6.4 for KAFB and the Sunport. Because this is a platting application and this is going to go to future site development and a preliminary plat, these referrals are not needed for this application. And I have put the conditions of approval into the chat for planning. Thank you. And I also want to note one more thing, Mr. Hearing Officer. Shelly Eaton from Environmental Health needs a signature line for ESD.
Okay. Ms. Eaton, good morning. Did you need to provide comment or testimony on that? If so, let me swear you in. If not, you can simply shake your head. If let me swear you in. Okay. Ms. Eaton, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I
Go
do.
ahead, please.
Shelley Eaton, ESD. So this property is adjacent to the buffer zone and may include part of the buffer zone for the South Broadway landfill. Infrastructure from that landfill may be located in the area or adjacent to the property that needs to be noted. I'm not sure what infrastructure that is because it's not in our full purview. However, it may exist. There's already a note about the landfill buffer zone on the plans, but we need that signature line on the cover.
So Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon in Houston, if I can get an example of what that needs to look like, we can get that added.
Okay. I think it's just adding another line with like ESD sign off generally.
Okay, does it need
And
your
that list of
name?
signatures that doesn't have my name on it. It just has
Jacob, can you go to the first page? I'm sorry.
it's just another one of those.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot of space
Yeah.
provided right currently. I mean, I guess if we don't need like MRGCD, can we replace that one for now with the ESD signature, Jay Shahab?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, we'll get that fixed and then Shelley will, I don't know if I have your email, but we'll get that over to you for your signature.
Ms. Eaton, would you do me a favor, Ms. Moyer, a favor, and just place your email address in the chat box so that she can grab it? All right.
Done.
Thank you so much. Anything else, Ms. Eaton?
No, that's it.
Okay. Ms. Moyer, I believe that concludes all of our city staff members. Any closing remarks, comments?
No, sir. I just appreciate staff's comments and time.
All right. So for agenda item number one, PR 2024-010653, bulk plat application number 2025-00002. I'm going to approve that item, that proposal, because the request meets the applicable requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following conditions. First, that the project and application numbers need to be added to the plat. Next, that the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted. And then finally, there is a need for a signature line from the ESD, from the Environmental Services Department, needs to be added to the plat, as was discussed by Ms. Eaton during the public hearing. That will conclude agenda item number one. Ms. Moyer and her team, thank you so much. Appreciate your flexibility in allowing us to be able to have this matter heard today. And we will have a notice of decision coming out shortly. That will
Perfect. Thank
also
you so much.
conclude all of the items on today's agenda. We will adjourn. The time is 11:02 a.m. Thank you, everybody. Jay, have you got just a second?
Yes, sir.
Quick question on the waiver that Robert previously,
One second. Let me just do we need to remove folks from the meeting to talk about this? No.
no, it's just a general question
Okay.
for my understanding. Robert had the way on the one where the property line was going through the middle of the breezeway. I think that was agenda item number four. I just had a quick question. He had information details when he was making his determination on the deviation
Yes.
zoning designation, ClearSight Triangle. Was that something that was provided to him previously, or did he do you know did he come up with that based on the
No,
criteria.
he came up with that based upon the criteria provided by the applicant and concurred with those criteria that they're meeting the deviation request. I need in our zoning in our DHO scripts, I need to add deviation language because we've had those recently and we don't really detail those in the script at all.
Yes, I know that's been mentioned. I've got it here in my stuff, the deviation criterion. I just didn't, he had specifics like the zoning designation. I was looking in the comments to think, I was just trying to follow it. But if it came from the app, I didn't look at the application submittal for that. So that makes sense that those details have been provided to him.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'll
Thank
see
you,
you in
sir.
2 weeks. Later.
Later.